Good afternoon, coming to you live from the dress circle of the York Theatre Royal. I'm sitting here with Matt Ripley, the Statler to my Waldorf, as we sit in the balcony.
What's that smell?
It's this show.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 331, Shakespeare Opening Weekend. Our 16-week, 54-city tour of Great Britain began last weekend with three performances of the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised, at the York Theatre Royal, and one performance last night at the Floral Pavilion in New Brighton, just across the Mersey from Liverpool. The opening performance was outstanding, filled with over 500 fans and York Theatre Royal friends. The second matinee performance was not quite as lively, as matinees frequently aren't, but the new guys continued to grow in their roles, and Matt Ripley and I sat in the balcony to watch.
Live from the Circle, you're listening to KRSC Radio. We'll be giving you a play-by-play breakdown of the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised.
Performed by longtime RSC reducer Gary Fannin and newbies Ben Stratton and Matt Pearson. Matt Ripley, Matt Pearson plays your roles. Any thoughts about him going into today's performance?
Yeah, well, I've been helping backstage, so this is actually going to be my first chance to watch from the front. But from what I've seen in rehearsals and just seeing Matt and listening to him from backstage, Matt has this great honesty. I think we were talking about this earlier in the week, that he has this great sincerity, which is so perfect for the reduced, because you utterly believe that he is eager to do this insane task of all 37 plays in 97 minutes.
And in fact, there is the man himself.
The man. Look, he looks just like an audience member.
He looks just like a normal audience member. He walks in with his ticket, crosses to his seat.
Yeah, but he's walked in alone. That's the only problem with playing that part, is you walk in alone and you look like either some sad, lonely serial killer or...
That's the part you play.
Yes. But I know that, of course, the boys, as we all were for our very first time, very nervous before the first show.
Which was last night. Yet, it was tremendous, tremendous response. They did a fantastic job, and only those of us intimately involved with the production knew that they were at all nervous, because they seemed so confident. It was a great, large crowd. Today's matinee crowd, a little smaller, few empty seats down there in the stalls, I can see. A good number of us up here in the dress circle, though. And a lot of old people and a lot of kids, so it's going to be one of those audiences where you can't get a single response.
Yeah, which would be good for them to, last night the audience laughed at everything. They could have, farted in a tube and the audience would have, uproariously laughed. So today it'll be interesting to see the reaction and see how the boys can handle that. And if they, pick up the pace, pull out some of the, the air and the gaps. So we shall see.
And to see how much actual farting in a tube they do.
They actually can get away with today.
But that night, Matt Ripley went on with Ben and Gary, so Matt Pearson and I sat up in the dress circle to watch them. Okay, Matt Pearson, we're sitting down now. You've been doing the show. You've done two performances here at the York Theatre Royal.
That's right.
And now you're taking the night off, kind of, but you have to watch, we're all watching, Matt Ripley perform with Ben and Gary.
That's right. I'm going to learn from the master. I'm going to see how he does it.
Wait, who's going on? Oh, Ripley. Yeah,
Matt Ripley, Master Ripley. Yeah. And I'm going to steal all the best bits of his performances and ignore all the bad bits.
I think that's very wise.
Yeah.
You've learned quite a lot joining.
Yeah.
But what's fun about it is this is only the thing that's funny to me, is that I like what actors bring to things.
Yeah.
Ripley does it his way.
Yeah.
You do it your way.
Yeah.
So there will be some things that you can steal and some things that won't work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the nice things about this, is that we're nothing alike, really. Yeah. So I'll always do it in a different way. And even if I did steal stuff from Ripley, because I'm so different, it'll come across differently anyway. So
what's it been like doing the show? You've now had two audiences here in York.
I mean, you learned the show, and then you had a great opening night audience and a kind of quiet, smaller matinee audience this afternoon.
Well, I'd say that last night was fantastic, and they were so nice and so responsive. But in a way, this afternoon was even more instructive, and in a way, it was interesting to see that even if you don't have a huge audience that are rolling in the aisles, and they were really nice. They were just small, but it's nice to know that the show still works.
Well, and that's the thing, we've often said, we learn the most when we're building a new show, we learn the most from a small audience.
Yeah.
Because a big audience will kind of give you everything. And so, but the show still has to work when the audience won't give you much.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I saw Matt Rippey taking his seat in the auditorium, and little do everyone know that he's in the show. They're going to get a nice surprise.
Well, I love it. Little does everybody know in these audiences, except yet, of course, everybody who listens to these podcasts knows all the dark secrets. Not even the dark secrets, the boring secrets that Matt Rippey and you start this show in the audience.
Yeah, and that's one of the things one of the parts of the show that I've enjoyed most, actually, is the kind of selling that lie that I'm just an audience member.
And have you been fooling people? Have you been engaging in conversation with the people you're sitting next to?
A little, little. And, you know, it's fun. You know, it's fun to deceive people.
Now I do think I hear the music subtly turning, becoming the recognizable strains of the music that opens the show. So we'll pick this up later, and we'll see what. Yeah, it's all right. God,
so starting.
All right, jeez.
At the end of Act One, Matt and I went backstage to see how the guys were doing.
Ben Stratton, Gary Fannin, you've got Matt Rippey on stage with you for the first time. What's that like?
It's less ginger. No, he brings a totally different sensibility to Matt, but he's...
That's so weird. You've got such a fake English accent there for a second.
I've been in York for such a long time.
Gary, what's it like being back with Rippey? You performed with him at the Criterion a million years ago.
Yeah, we were talking about this before the show, but I think we haven't done this show together for about 13 years. Ooh. So, yeah, it's bringing lots of flashbacks, mostly like horror and like, oh my God, but it's great. It's, you know, obviously.
Is that why you forgot the name of Titus Andronicus?
Yeah, I was about to completely skip it and do Troilus and Cressida instead, it's fun. It's always fun. That's one of the things I love about the show is like doing it different people, because everybody does bring their own energy to
energy
it. So,
to it, yeah.
So it's not that one way is right or one way is wrong. It's like everybody's different, and it's just fun getting to play with it. No other play in the world do we get to do this. So it's great.
That's true. Matt Pearson, you've just watched the first act of Matt Rippey. Are you learning what to do, what not to do? What are you doing?
I mean, it's a complete disaster. I mean, it's the least funny thing I've ever seen. No, he's amazing, and he's great, and it's obviously a little bit kind of daunting for me to watch him do it, because he knows it so well, and he's been doing it for years.
Yes, why can't you bring that 15, 18 years of experience that he has to your performance?
Well, I tried to cram in, 18 years experience into the last 2 weeks, but it just didn't work. But no, it's really interesting for me, and again, we're just so different, and that makes me feel better, because I don't feel like I'm doing it wrong, I just feel like I'm doing it differently.
Exactly. I mean, that's the great thing.
Yeah, but there are obviously things that I can steal, and I will steal.
Good. Yes, steal only the good things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Steal only the good things.
So, Ben, what else was it like working with Rippey there in the first act?
Actually, his Scottish accent was so bad, I corpsed on stage.
Wow, your drugs are kicking in. You don't know what you're talking about.
It's been a really, really long day.
Hey, I've got a lot of mileage out of that bad Scottish accent. I'm just telling you.
Well, and Gary, you're taking some of that joke now too.
I know. I think you're going to give me a note to say not to do it.
Nope.
But I'm actually stealing a line from the America show, The History of America, which is "Shut up, I'm doing my best."
Oh, shut up, I'm doing. What's that from?
That's from The History of America, Ho Chi Minh.
Yeah, that's not one we do.
Oh, is it not?
No, that's a UK improvement.
Well, good.
Sports show.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, it's good that we recycle the jokes. We might as well,
We are a green company. We are a green company, as always.
But before Matt Rippey went on last night, we talked about how all this cast juggling is working.
Oh, Matt Rippey. You've seen them. You've seen Matt Pearson and the new cast do the show now. Anything you're stealing for your performance tonight?
Actually, after just now seeing Matt Pearson and our new guys, Ben Stratton, you know what? I am now, Austin, officially submitting my resignation. There's a new age of genius entering the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
I know. People were asking me, do you feel like you want to be up there with them? And I'm going, no.
No. No. My up here, I do, but my knees say no.
Yes, I know. No, I don't. No, they're having a blast.
Yeah.
They all look great together, and it's nice to be able to sit up here and watch the audience go crazy for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, I think you said it during intermission. You said that it's we've got the broad strokes, the broad brush strokes,
right.
And now we might have lots of little notes that it might seem like a lot of notes, but it's only because we're very quickly, we've reached that point where we can now tweak in the subtlest ways to just lift it up from just being a very good show to an awesome show.
Right. Well, yeah, that's right. I was using the analogy of a coloring book.
Coloring book.
All the outlines are there, and many of the colors, but not all of the colors.
Yeah.
You know, right now it looks like it's being drawn by a very talented sort of 12-year-old.
Yeah.
But there will be in a couple of days, weeks, months, it will be developing into Rembrandts.
It'll be a Renoir, a Monet. Yes, show me the Monet.
And then it'll be a Chagall and a Picasso, and the audience will go, what the hell am I looking at?
Yes. I would like to end with it being an Escher. Let's keep them all confused.
An Escher, yes.
My name's Damien Cruden. I'm Artistic Director, York Theatre Royal, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? In the States, you can see us this spring of 2013 in Mamaroneck, New York, State College, Pennsylvania, and Urbana, Illinois. But this week, our 16-week tour of Great Britain continues with performances in Loughborough, West Dacre in Norfolk, which is sold out, Norwich, Wellingborough, Southend-on-Sea, Boreham Wood, Redhill, Horsham, Nottingham, Wolverhampton, Salford, Keswick, also sold out, Kendal, Bradford, Durham, Wakefield, Bracknell, Canterbury, Newbury, Guildford, Oxford, Croydon, Hedge End, Shanklin, Yeovil, Exeter, Swindon, Crawley, Tunbridge Wells, Tewkesbury, Bromsgrove, Newtown, Bridport, Barnstable, Solihull, Hereford, Harlech, Great Yarmouth, High Wycombe, Camberley, Surrey, Hastings, East Dulwich, Aberystwyth, Southport, Lincoln, and Barnsley, and Barrow-in-Furness, and Leeds, and Arran, Stirling, and South Shields, and Musselburgh. And then in our second week... No, and then in our 13th week, we begin our four-week run in London at the Leicester Square Theatre in July. Several of these performances, as I've said, are already sold out, and many of them are close to being sold out. So check out our tour schedule, our Twitter feed, and the venue near you for more information. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe, and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. As it happens, we got our first review in York this weekend, written by Steve Shooter in the York Mix. It was a good review. At least, I think it was a good review. It was written in English, not American. So see if this makes sense. As a former English teacher, I approached each version of Shakespeare and fear, but also hope. I hope each version will be made available to young people today. Keep them thinking and language. There are 37 rooms and 155 sonnets, one time mention other more subtle. However, here we can see a micro-mechanical Godzilla to sleep sing lion herd tonight, moles or air clock on a cool evening entertainment. All right, so that wasn't very helpful. It wasn't making much sense to me, but I typed it into Google Translate, and then I translated the review into American, and suddenly it made much more sense. As a former English teacher, I approach any version of Shakespeare with trepidation, but also hope. Although I no longer teach, I still love the Shakespearean experience and hope that every version will be accessible to the youth of today while retaining the spirit and language. The Reduced Shakespeare Company aimed to present the complete works of Shakespeare abridged in 97 minutes, a very bold claim, but I have heard good things about them. Turns out, all the good things I have heard are correct. The show is fast, funny, and very good. The three actors involved all have excellent comic timing and a likability which helps you bridge the slightly more complicated parts of the show. And it can be complicated. There are 37 plays and 155 sonnets to get through. Some get glossed over with a throwaway mention, others get more time. But where else would you see a mechanical miniature Godzilla sing along to The Lion Sleeps Tonight and hear the fresh Moor of Bel Air in one night of entertainment? And entertainment is the word. From the opening, it is clear that this is not the other RSC and that we are here for the laughs. I laughed constantly for nearly 2 hours, and it was clear that the 12-year-old in front of me and an older gentleman in his 70s were enjoying the show as much as us. After all, who doesn't find the line, "Jobby in your stew," funny as part of Macbeth? You don't? Then we can no longer be friends. In short, a wildly entertaining, hysterically funny night out, and if you get the chance to see it, you should. Highly recommend it for all the family. If you know a little about the plays, it wouldn't hurt, but if not, who cares? Thank you, Steve Shooter. That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your reviews via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans on our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, not Rippey or Pearson or Newbery or Hendrickson or McLean, but simply Matthew Croak. Music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Twitter follower @EyeofCameron. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Damian Cruton, Artistic Director of the York Theatre Royal, and thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 331-993rds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.